Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Dr. Michael Osterholm, he's kind enough to join us, all of our guests, as always, on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Today was the day when we were expecting a federal vaccine committee to vote on a very big change and deciding whether to end a decades-long recommendation to immunize all babies at birth against hepatitis B. This is obviously a very highly contagious virus that can damage the liver. Well, Mike, in the last hour, the news has come out that they have postponed the vote, and they're moving it to Friday morning. Does this tell you anything in any way about this? Could common sense and the idea of ideology versus science, could science actually have a chance in this case?
Well, first of all, Chad, having listened to the meeting today itself, let me just be really clear that this was a Keystone Cops at its best. It was so confusing, and the whole process was so irregular to anything I've ever seen a government agency or advisory group do, that nothing surprises me. And I think the bottom line message here, though, is the message came through fairly loud and clear that the postponement had nothing to do with whether they're going to vote yes or no. It was the fact that they had handed out three different proposals to vote on, and there was some mass confusion about which one they were even talking about. So they're going to take a vote tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
But having said that, I'm quite convinced that that vote will repeal the recommendation for universal infant hepatitis B vaccine, something that has been in place literally since 1991, and has had a major impact on the reduction of transmission from infected moms through the birthing process to young unborn child and shortly thereafter. These vaccines are highly, highly effective. And let me just sum this all up. You know, you and I have been doing this together for a long time. Your audience knows me. They may have all kinds of different opinions. But the bottom line is, today is, to me, a defining moment for our country, in this case now tomorrow. We can no longer trust federal health authorities when it comes to vaccines. We just can't trust them. And we're going to need to find an alternative means for which we make recommendations. And this is something that's universally held across the board by all the medical societies, all the public health agencies, all the countries around the world. We are literally alone in this, what I would call kind of search for magic kind of approach. And unfortunately, the one group that will really suffer for this are the kids who are going to get infected now because of the repeal of this approach. And watch what happens with them in 10, 15, 20 years when they develop liver cancer and they develop cirrhosis of liver. That's what we're looking at right now.
I could go about seven different ways on that answer. Let me circle back to the meeting today, and I want to get to all of everything else you said because it's so vitally important. When you talk about Keystone Cops and you talk about the three different presentations, and that's why they pushed off the vote, how about just the merit of the conversation? What part of that bothered you most?
All of it. I mean, first of all, they only had opponents in, basically people who have no expertise in these areas, people who are the classic anti-vaccine. They have a climate scientist from Colorado reporting that the epidemiology of the disease.
A climate scientist, you said.
Right. I mean, I can just go on the laundry list. I mean, you know, let me just put it into some perspective, because it was, in fact, Senator Cassidy who wrote a piece out this morning about the fact that, you know, this was basically dangerous. I mean, this is not real science here. And so I think that there's just a lot of parties coming together here to say, what is it going to take to actually deal with this mis and disinformation and just outright lies? And so, again, this would be interesting if it were of no consequence, except this is of consequence. These are people's lives. These are young people in this country. And think about, we've reduced this disease by over 95% in kids because of the expertise involved in getting these vaccines out. You know, we've avoided 6 million illnesses and hospitalizations since this went into effect, because the kids never got hepatitis.
This is Michael Osterholm, the brilliant doctor, is with us. It's 2:14. I just want to say one more thing on Dr. Cassidy and Senator Cassidy, who's a Republican who I think at times can show that he can work across party lines, but he was the deciding vote. He was the deciding vote on allowing this charlatan, RFK Jr., who's not qualified in any way for this position, and he believed him. He believed him, and now he comes out and he questions RFK Jr. on a regular basis, which I applaud, but none of this is a surprise. None of this is, I mean, to the little bit of credit I want to give RFK Jr., and it's very little, this is who he's been, Mike. So no one should be surprised that if he's given this position of stature and authority, that he was going to continue this mission against vaccines when the studies he cites are not credible.
You know, and I think the challenge with all of this is, again, Chad, is the fact that he did have promises that he thought he could keep with Mr. Kennedy, and in fact he broke all of them. You know, prior to the vote that took place for his confirmation, I was actually people from three different of the Senate offices sought my input, and you know, I said right from the get-go, and I mean this sincerely, and I don't say this lightly, I said to all of them, I said, it doesn't matter what you ask him, he will lie. You know, he has been lying from the very beginning of this. I mean, look at even the extent to which the person who was appointed head of CDC basically, in a sense, quit over what happened. And again, he lied in those situations. So I think at this point, this is the MO we should just expect.
So
I don't know what else you can do.
No, you're right. So when the other side of this conversation says, we don't need this, that will take care of the mothers, and because the mothers do not have hepatitis B, that they receive the vaccine, and this will not trickle down to their children, what do you say to that side of the argument?
Again, I would refer everyone back to a paper that we just published earlier this week.
Yep.
That was a comprehensive review of over 400 studies over the last 40 years. And to every study done showed that so many women fall through the cracks in our healthcare system that you still have a very sizable number of individuals who basically develop hepatitis because someone got tested or didn't get tested, didn't present for testing in time. And so the only fallback is to basically vaccinate them. Now, let me just be really clear, too. Of all the vaccines we deal with, hepatitis B vaccine has been without a question the safest one in terms of safety profile. The benefits for this vaccine are extreme. The downsides are absolutely limited. You know, they're just, this is a safe vaccine. If there was some trade-off there, I would say, well, you know, this is what you might experience. One out of 100,000 people get this or that from vaccination. That's not the case here. There's no argument to be made about this. You know, and people say, well, you can't tell me what to do. Well, then why is it that you can get ticketed for not wearing your seatbelt or not putting your car in a car seat? You know, you can say, I'm only going to grandma's house for three blocks. Why do I need to buckle up? And I think that this falls very much in line with that kind of thing. The difference is these are young, helpless kids born to mothers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we're not talking about, can I just jump in that point because it's so important.
Yeah.
We're not talking about adults. We're not talking about somebody's 21 or 41 or 81 and saying, you are required, you are mandated to take this shot. That's nonsense. The data, as you said, from 91 to now is overwhelming. And outside of Kennedy and this small group, is there any other group that believes the hepatitis B vaccine is dangerous? They don't exist, right?
They don't. And I think the challenge that we have here with this is that no one is mandating anyone to get vaccinated. There's no mandate here. Don't do that. Well, this is a recommendation to get vaccinated.
Right.
It gives the support to the medical community that they can then look and say, okay, yeah, we recommend it. This is why we recommend it. And so I think that that's really a very, very important point. You know, and to me, again, I just look at this and say, how can you be against this when you look at this overwhelming data? And the only way you can be like that is if in fact you believe that you know, basically we're all lying in public health. Okay,
that's it.
And I think that's it. So I think
because
that's the challenge we have.
I'm already getting the texts. You know, well, Mike's owned by the companies, and why didn't
and
you pay
get a
more?
Penny from, don't get a penny from pharmaceutical companies. I've never taken a penny in my life.
It's a joke.
Our center doesn't take money. You know, I have been, as you well know, basically I just call balls and strikes.
That's
whether
it.
It's Democrats or Republicans, I'll do it. And this is one, though, that's about kids' lives. You know, I mean, it's even on cost issues. You know, the estimate today for a liver transplant is $320,000.
Yeah.
Do you know how many of these kids are going to go on and need to have liver transplants if, in fact, they can even get them? And that's the kind of thing that this
is. It's sad.
Well, you know what it is, Chad? It's basically a solution looking for a problem.
Yeah, you're
because
right.
This has not been a problem today. I mean, nobody's had a problem with severe reactions. Nobody's had a problem with, you know, it not protecting. No one's had a problem where a mother's rights were trampled. None of that. So how can you be against this other than you just want to be able to show or at least minimize any opportunities for vaccine recommendations?
Last thing, Mike, just talk more about your group, this Vaccine Integrity Project. You know, again, echo what you said this week and what else you have to do, because you're doing this because you and so many other respected doctors and scientists, including individuals like you, have worked with Republicans and Democrats and independents forever. It's never been about politics forever. And now saying I don't trust federal health enough that we have to form different groups, including yours, which, to the surprise of no one, is highly, highly regarded.
Yeah. I mean, I think the challenge here is that all we're asking for is what was the status quo. You know, prior to all of those issues with Secretary Kennedy, we had a very efficient, effective process with the advisory committee. And the expertise was, without question, remarkable. You know, as much as they alleged conflicts of interest when people, anyone looked at it, there were not conflicts of interest and challenging issues with regard to the committee. all of those things that were said are just not true. And, you know, and how do you stand up to a lie? Particularly in the public that interprets it to say, well, you must have some cut in it. You must have something in it. The only cut for me in this entire topic are these poor kids. That's what I look at and I think to myself, how could you not want to offer something that is so effective and so much a part of everyday practice right now? You know, the hospitals around the country all have this all built into their routine follow-up upon a delivery.
So one last thing, Mike, is here's a text. Please ask if this action on the vaccine recommendation completely takes it away or just the recommendation goes away.
Well, and without the recommendation, the physician has to obviously tell a mother, you know, this is not a recommended vaccine, but I think you should get it. But if you have the weight of the, you know, government and the advisory for immunization practices and CDC behind you, it's much more helpful. So by taking the recommendation away, what sense does that leave? Yeah. Why would you take something away if, in fact, it weren't dangerous or it wasn't helpful? You know, and so if anything, what we're doing is we're just, again, doing everything we can to bring vaccines under this microscope of lies and distortions about their safety and what they do. And that's all this is. That's this really is theater today.
Yeah, sad theater.
And it borders on magic. You know, that's all it is.
Thank you for what you do, Mike, and thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Dr. Michael Ostrom, React. Try a little proof, dude. Just, you know, he's owned by the companies. Already responded to one. Show the proof. Show the proof. Because we know what this is all about. It's about conspiracies and COVID didn't live up to it. Donald Trump doesn't give a bleep if Bobby Kennedy is qualified for the position. He wanted to win the election. He thought by bringing him in, he could take votes away from Biden. And then the trade was, I'm going to give you a position. Oh, by the way, you're not qualified. But Trump throws out this nonsense about autism and other vaccines, too. It's sad. And I don't fault you for raising questions about did the COVID vaccine live up to everything? Because it didn't. But it's still safe. Millions left. So now you're going to say I'm against all vaccines. Lunacy and putting lives at risk. React away. 651-461-9226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.